This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Boy, the countdown is on. Pittsburgh's new international airport will open at some point in the fall, and yesterday was a big day. Bob Kerlick is the Director of Public Affairs for the Allegheny County Airport Authority, and he's been on the job in this case every day checking it out. I enjoyed my tour, but that was several months ago now, Bob. How'd it go yesterday?
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, yesterday we did a we invited local media out. We've been inviting media out pretty much quarterly to give them updates. And we had about 20 reporters and photographers through the terminal. And really what we wanted to show yesterday was the showing how the improvements to the passenger experience are going to be with the new terminal, whether it's an expanded security checkpoint that's going to be a much faster and smoother experience, to baggage claim that's going to be much faster. We've eliminated the 8 miles of bag belt. To really the signage, which is now black and gold, representative of the city, and a lot of other cool things that people will see when they come in.
Yeah, one of the things we had heard about, that you all were looking for volunteers to kind of go through the paces at some point, and you had an exceptional turnout of people who volunteered. So walk us through that.
Yeah, so as part of opening the new terminal, of course, we're going to do a public trial. We want to make sure that when opening day occurs, that we are ready. We want to make sure it's been tested. And so we set a public trial date of September 20th, which we announced the date yesterday. But prior to that, we put out a call for people that may be interested in participating for that as volunteers, acting as travelers. And we really, we were hoping, you know, we need about 2,000 to 2,500 people. And we thought we hope we would get that many people. We had 18,000 people.
That's tremendous.
Fill out information saying that they were interested in doing it. So our team, which is fantastic. I mean, we've hired global consultants that are experts in this around the world, that have opened airports in Dubai and across Europe that have run these public trials before. And they said that they've never seen a response like that from a community. So I think it really speaks to Pittsburgh, their interest in the airport. And we're really excited to see that. So now it's up to the teams to go through those 18,000 people. Now that we've set the date, we know that the date probably might not work for everybody. So, you know, we'll see, first of all, who it works for. And then people that are still interested, we'll go through and find, because we want to, the folks that are a regular cross section of people that are coming through the airport on a regular day. So we want all types of travelers, because we want to make sure that it works for everybody as they're coming through. So business travelers, people with families, elderly people. You know, all types of whatever you might see on a regular day, we want to make sure that that's tested on that September 20th day.
It's funny because we're so close sometimes to these things, and you are closer than anyone, and we've been talking about it. I'm excited about it. And then occasionally I'll run into somebody and they'll go, "Hey, are we getting a new airport?" I'm like, "Yeah, where you been? Living under a rock." So that's going to happen at some point in the fall. I know it's too early to set a date, but things are tracking well?
We are tracking well. We are at 92% complete now, which is great. So the things that people see if they look, if they watch the TV reports this morning or last night, or what's in the papers today in the Trib and the Post Gazette, Pittsburgh Magazine, etc. So you'll see that the ceiling is complete. The scaffolding is all down on the interior. They're finishing up installing the ticketing counters now. The baggage system itself is 99% complete. They've been running tests on that. In fact, they were testing that yesterday as we were walking through. So there's a lot of things in there that you'll see. Now what they're working on is fitting out the some of the concessions that are going to be in there. Larry, being a North Hills guy, you might be familiar with Cafe Con Migo.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna be,
Derek.
That's going to be a big, yes. That's going to be a bit, they have a big footprint there in a Rivals area. So we have an area called the meet or greeter area, which is a space because Pittsburghers like to pick up and drop off at the airport, right? So we wanted to make sure that there was space that was reflected, that people could do that better than exists today. And so there's seating there, but there's also Cafe Comigo, which has a big footprint there where you can have a drink or a cup of coffee, whatever you like. So, yes, there's a lot of that stuff that's being fit out right now.
Well, I appreciate the little preview. More to come, Bob. Thank you. Stay cool and have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me on, Larry.
Bob Kierlik, who is a PR director for, obviously, Pittsburgh International and the Allegheny County Airport Authority. Aaron, I'm really looking forward to the first experience because no more tram.
So am I. I'm listening to him like, wow, I'm really excited about this. Got to take a tour. Got to hear about the experience.
I'll get you out there for a tour. I think you'd really appreciate it.
Big news.
One of the things that I noticed is, you know, it's airside. Everything's airside. So when you pull up, the flow is all one way coming in for exiting flights, departing flights. And then the flow for everyone returning is on the first floor. And you go through this and the pillars, it looks like a giant forest. And then it funnels down to almost like a Fort Pitt tunnel that you walk through. And on the other end, you're right there.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. I remember I had a connecting flight in Detroit, and it was so huge. I looked up, like, largest airports, and from that point on, airports just hold a weird fascination to me, like how they can be structured, how they funnel traffic.
Yeah, and the other factor is that you'll be able to see a lot of kids, as an adult, I like to see departing aircraft. There are a lot of viewpoints, and there's an outdoor component, too. So you can sit outside if you have to wait. Really, it's going to be spectacular.
Next level.
Yes, it is. Pittsburgh International Airport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.